Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. There's updates on the raid on the Trump household, the Mar-a-Lago estate that he has. There's more news about that coming out today. We can share that with you. Plus, whatever you want to discuss. But actually, I wanted to start out tonight with an update on a story we covered earlier this week, which is not good news. It wasn't good news earlier this week, and it's getting worse now. The attack on Tornado Cash.
Oh, yeah.
You guys been following this at all?
I haven't had a chance to read the story, but I did hear about the update to it that I think you're going to be getting into here, and it sounds absolutely crazy.
Has he been indicted yet? Give us some clues here.
Tornado Cash, as I understand it, having never actually used the service myself,
I believe
it's an Ethereum mixer, and I think it also will mix Ethereum tokens as well, because a lot of the news around Tornado Cash, for listeners that don't know, earlier this week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, the Treasury Department in the U.S. just declared that Tornado Cash is a sanctioned entity, and so even though it's just code...
And the thing is, you know what I want to know is what exactly did they sanction? Because is it even an entity?
It's just code running on the Ethereum
network.
Yeah,
there's no corporation, there's no person to sanction.
Correct. Right. Well, and then there's two other factors, too. There is the source code, but there's also the protocol. You can have multiple implementations of the protocol, but more of the code, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have two different applications completely written independently, complying with the same protocol and be able to do the same thing. So it's important to know, is it the software that's sanctioned? Is it the person who wrote it that's sanctioned? Is it the users who are sanctioned? Or is it the protocol? Because those are all factors in this.
How do you sanction code?
My guess is if they manage to get away with anything, what they're really going to be going after is a particular pile of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the thing that makes me say that is when they do civil asset forfeiture, when they actually file the suit, if you haven't been convicted of anything, criminal is different, but with civil asset forfeiture, they will file a suit which is the United States government against this car.
Right, or
they'll
stack of cash.
Actually,
sure.
Sue the property, and so my guess is that they're going to try some sort of legal mumbo jumbo like that, which implies that if you took the same code and you ran it, and you created a different smart contract that had the same code running on the Ethereum blockchain, it wouldn't be illegal. Don't try this at home.
Until they sanction that code, and then they just keep playing catch up.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if they can actually sanction the code, because the code is an object. My guess is that the only thing I can think of is that they're sanctioning it as an unincorporated association of people.
As I understood,
which is more or less what a conspiracy is.
From the discussion that we had earlier this week about it,
most conspiracies are actually incorporated.
As I understand it, they have sanctioned specifically any use of this particular code, like meaning that if you were to go to their website, which has been taken down, but if it were to go back up or whatever, that would be sanctioned.
Who's sanctioning it? It's the U.S.,
the
right?
U.S. Treasury.
Because
Department.
That seems like it's a violation of your constitutional First Amendment right.
Absolutely.
Oh,
it is.
Absolutely.
And this is just, it sounds very similar to the encryption, the ban on exporting encryption algorithms, basically, in the 90s.
They,
which which basically worked until Zimmerman,
challenged it.
Who has balls like cantaloupes, basically he published the source code as a book and exported the book.
Yep.
And once he'd done that, the cat was out of the bag, and they couldn't really prosecute him for exporting a book on software.
I mean,
even though it contained the entire
software. The crazy thing is they couldn't have stopped it before anyway, because, look, this is the thing. The United States controls people in the United States. The problem is, once it's out of the United States doesn't control it anyway. And it already left the United States, well, whether the United States knew it or not.
That was in the 90s. Now the U.S. government seems to think it rules the world. I mean, look at Kim.com.
Sure. They're still trying to extradite
it. It's true. But there are some differences between Kim.com's case in that there is at least the underlying premises of copyright involved, which there is a law in almost every country.
Except the thing about Kim.com is he didn't actually, as I understand it, he's not accused of actually violating any copyrights. He's accused of having a system on the internet that other people used for a purpose.
Okay, well, that's very similar, actually, to what we're going to get into.
I think it's a random passive service out on the internet, and somebody used it for something the government doesn't like, and now the guy who created it's called a criminal.
There are flaws in their argument, right? And there's flaws in the Kim case. There's flaws in this case too, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the flaws don't always keep you out of prison.
That's true.
That's the thing. You can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride, as they say.
Right.
Meaning that, okay, if eventually this guy, for those that we haven't even gotten to the news, 29-year-old man has been arrested in Amsterdam. He is accused of being one of the programmers of Tornado Cash, and that they're trying to say that that's a crime. A program that was simply
and
created
an
for privacy.
Ex post facto law, because nobody knew that was illegal until after it had been written.
Here's another big question. Are they trying him in Amsterdam?
I'm not clear.
Under the Netherlands law, or are they extraditing him, or what? Because if he's sanctioned in the United States, that law, that sanctions, they don't apply to somebody in Amsterdam.
The story doesn't mention extradition, so it's not clear who's doing the prosecuting. It may be the Netherlands police that are bringing
this
case.
And then it begs the question, under what law are they bringing against him?
I don't know.
In the Netherlands, they might not need a law. This is the same place where they're shutting down the farmers. For all of a sudden, I guess nitrogen's bad. So, you know, the leftists are now at war with 80% of the atmosphere.
So the other thing that I didn't get to about the sanctions, as I understand it, and please feel free to call in if you know a little bit more about this case, the sanctions are ostensibly also applied to the addresses associated with Tornado Cash. So Tornado Cash is a mixer for Ethereum. For those listeners that don't know, the idea is multiple people put their Ethereum or their tokens into this mixer, and then it mixes them up, and it makes it very difficult to figure out who put what in when they get the things back out, basically. And so they're saying that if you've received, or if you after the fact of this being sanctioned, if you receive coins from this mixer, that you will be prosecuted.
How would I even know if I received coins from the mixer?
Some address
in
the public.
You can track it down because each unspent output has a specific identity.
I'm not talking about technically speaking. Yes, technically speaking.
Well, technically, it's how you do it. It's a computer program.
Hold on. Back up a moment. Am I supposed to keep track of U.S. dollar bills and who received them? And like, if the government sanctions U.S. dollar bills, not accept them? I mean,
it's absurd.
Right. It's absurd. That's the point that I'm making. This is absolutely absurd.
That's kind of what money laundering is, though. You know, if you know or should have known that it came from a crime, and I would not be surprised if they start sanctioning actually the unspent outputs. And so, basically, an unspent output is more or less the coin in Bitcoin. It's what a hunk of Bitcoin is, and unspent is kind of a misnomer because it may have been spent by many times, but if it's in your wallet, it hasn't been spent by you yet.
Right.
And so they could literally track down all of the unspent outputs and say, you can't accept any of these coins ever from anybody. So make them non-money. I plan to do that with a coin that I was developing if any of it ever fell into the hands of the government.
There's more coming up here. There's also something very interesting that's happened in the last week with some of those.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. We're talking about the attack on privacy, the attack on cryptocurrency that is continuing to worsen now with a programmer arrested The gentleman's name, we haven't even said that yet, and he deserves credit. Alex Partsev, who is one of the programmers.
Hats off to you, sir.
Absolutely.
Yep, he's one of the programmers, maybe the programmer. I don't know how many people were involved in creating Tornado Cash, which is a way for people to anonymize, to some extent, their, to a large extent, their usage of the Ethereum blockchain, Ethereum being the number two largest cryptocurrency by market cap on the planet right now. And the U.S. government targeted Tornado Cash earlier this week with sanctioning, which is pretty much a first, I think. There was another mixer that was sanctioned earlier this year, but it, I don't think that one was open source. This one is.
Well, the software may have been open source, but it was a closed corporation I'm running it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but my interpretation of this has been, this is a decentralized, some sort of decentralized mixer.
Yeah, it's just code on the Ethereum blockchain.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way of knowing if it's decentralized, because once the smart contract exists on the blockchain, you can die. That thing's going to keep on running.
Right. So,
yeah.
So
it may not be decentralized because it may not be run
so
at
you
all.
Don't have to, what I'm trying to say is you don't have to go to a central server in order to use Tornado
Correct.
Cash.
It's not a website. On the Ethereum blockchain. Now, there was a website which had a front end for people to utilize, but there's also a command line interface as well.
So you can just download and you
can do. Yeah. So, it's, again, it's open source. It was on GitHub until, of course, GitHub took down the code earlier this week because it's Microsoft.
I wonder where else that code is. I'd love to have a copy
of it
to see what it does.
I wonder if there's a torrent of it
there must be various different ways
or something like that.
I'm sure there are various different ways to get your hands on this code if that's what you want to do. But is that a sanctioned thing? Is it sanctioned to now even have a copy of this code because it's so dangerous to the state?
Well, I don't know. I mean, someone would have to tell me what law.
Well, wouldn't that also be prior restraint, too? I mean, so isn't that another issue in
what
this
does that
case?
Mean?
Usually when you publish something, the government can't do prior restraint and say, you can't publish that in the future. What they can do is wait for you to publish it and then go after you. And that was a big issue when the New York Times published the Pentagon papers. The court said we're not going to restrain him from publishing this in advance, but you can go after him after he does. This is when the New York Times still employed actual journalists. I guess they just recently waited to ask permission from a senator before publishing an op-ed.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think basically what it does is it enables the government to go after an individual or maybe even an entity, but not necessarily stop them from publishing.
It can't be prior restraint.
Right.
So there was one other interesting thing that happened this week after Tornado Cash was sanctioned, and the news came out that if you interact with the Tornado Cash contract, smart contract on Ethereum, and you're based in the United States, that that is now a crime. It's now a felony to commit that quote unquote crime of using open source code on the internet. That what happened shortly after that apparently is somebody started sending Ethereum. And not dust, level Ethereum, but a tenth of an Ethereum.
Yep.
So, you know, right now
Ethereum. A tenth of an Ethereum, Ethereum is like $200.
Yeah, that's
let me ask what you're saying.
Well, let me finish my statement.
Sure. Okay.
They started sending tenths of Ethereum out to known public personas who have published. Because if you don't publish your Ethereum address, then no one knows it's yours. But if you publish that, hey, this is my address, then anyone can send you Ethereum. He sent one, I believe, to Brian Armstrong, who's the CEO of Coinbase. And so, like, big name people. I don't have a whole list of who it was, but, like, identifiable. Known Ethereum addresses, he sent out a tenth of an Ethereum to each of the, or whoever it was.
Well, I could use some Ethereum, so I'll publish my address if somebody wants to send me a tenth. I could use it.
So the idea is this makes those people sanctioned entities. They're guilty of interacting purportedly with the sanctioned entity.
Two questions then. Okay, so what you're saying
even though they didn't do it.
There's somebody who's using Tornado Cash sends you Ethereum to your public address, like, say, a donation.
Yeah. You could be charged with a crime.
You could be charged because they're contaminating your wallet, your Ethereum wallet, then,
correct.
So to speak.
I doubt you could be charged for that.
Sure they could charge you. They just might not convict you.
But what they could do is basically, there's a way to embed text in the blockchain. There was a newspaper headline. So basically what they could do is encode basically a text message notifying whoever holds the wallet. We don't know who you are, but whoever holds this wallet, this particular bit of Ethereum that you got was used in criminal activity. Mm-hmm. And now that you know that, if you spend it, it'll be money laundering. So we're not going to charge you, but you're going to need to get rid of that. Here's the address you send it to.
But here's the thing. You don't have an option generally to pick, I'm willing to only send that contaminated Ethereum that I received.
It would be very difficult.
You can actually.
Not in a normal app, though, right?
Koinomi, you can do it.
How do you do that? That's curious.
It's getting a little technical, but
I don't want to hear the technical explanation, but
can definitely do it if you're handcrafting your transactions.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. So you have to go to a terminal of some kind and type something
in
order to.
They would probably generate the transaction for you and say, just sign this and put it in.
And then of course, if you send it, is that not then violating?
That would also violate the sanctions.
Not if you're sending it to the government.
Well, yeah, they would waive that if you're doing it under threat of government action. Now, of course, they could charge you for receiving sanctioned money or receiving something from this sanctioned address, mm-hmm. but they couldn't prove that you were the one that did it, ultimately. Doesn't mean they wouldn't ruin your life.
If somebody sends cryptocurrency, you're the one person that they can pretty much rule out most of the time. The one person who didn't send me cryptocurrency is me, because why bother?
Well,
unless you're moving it from wallet to wallet.
That's the thing. This would be coming from a mixer, so the suggestion is that person must have been the one that sent it, but there's no proof of that. So again, they could arrest these people, and they could screw with them, and they could take them to court, and they could get plea deals maybe, but ultimately if you actually fought this, you should be able to beat a charge like that.
I mean, presumably anything though downstream is contaminated that came from Tornado Cash, right?
Yeah,
so,
in theory, yeah.
So if you got something from, if you intentionally used Tornado Cash, to anonymize your Ethereum, then sent some of that to me. I didn't know about it, and then I sent it to somebody else. That other person stole.
Everybody's a criminal.
Well, basically, what they would do is money laundering is based on if you knew or should have known that was the proceeds of a criminal offense. So let's say that somebody sends you.
That's one of the things
they can charge. They could conceivably charge you with, and the logic.
But remember,
they would
it's
have
not money laundering unless it's from a criminal act.
Right, but what they would say is, if you're using a coin mixing service, then you should know that some people using that service are involved in crime.
How would you know
and
that?
By virtue of why else are they doing it?
Because they want it, not
now,
privacy.
You and I may have different reasons, but the thing
I don't
is,
think you can say you know that.
They don't care
and
about
they can't
life.
Prove it.
Well, that's the thing. They are trying to allege that this programmer knew that people were going to use his technology for illegal purposes.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News. Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally. The State Health Commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. Services are set to begin Friday for young siblings who died last week in a Pennsylvania house fire that also killed 8 other people. The cause remains under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
NASCAR Racing is invading Richmond, Virginia this weekend. The former governor of New York is releasing the legal hounds onto the state attorney general.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is suing the attorney general because he wants New York State to pay for his legal bills as he defends himself against a workplace sexual harassment claim. Cuomo filed the suit against Attorney General Letitia James in April, right after James held a news conference where she called Cuomo a, quote, serial sexual harasser and, quote, sick, pathetic man. The suit says she denied the ex-governor's request for representation. There has been no comment yet from the Attorney General's office. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
For more information, join us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Come and drop in here and you can join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're digging into this Tornado Cash situation, and there's actually an interesting story that I've got pulled up here from the Whiteboard Crypto website, and they've got like a little email list that they send info out to. It's actually a pretty good little email, and it got into a lot of the details on what this actually means, these sanctions, what could result in as far as criminal charges against people for using Tornado Cash or even being tangentially or somehow related to the use of Tornado Cash. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. So we're going to dig in further into that coming up here in moments, but I also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com, because if you are interested in cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then get on over to Bitcoin.com where you can click on Get Started at the top of the page, and then that'll take you to some introductory videos that will help explain to you some of the basics about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You got to get started by learning you know, things about decentralization, why it is that the government hates this technology so much, because it's a threat to their establishment. It's a threat to their money system. And that is why they are lashing out in every way possible. That's why they brought the case against the Crypto 6, of course.
For sure.
That's why they're bringing this case against the developer of Tornado Cash, sanctioning Tornado Cash. And there's so many other examples. SEC prosecuting Library and Ripple and countless others.
They're prosecuting their own people when it comes to, you know, creating crypto, the banking cryptocurrency. What was it? Ripple, was it? Was that the banking one?
I mean, they're trying to, Ripple was trying to be sold to the banking industry. They were trying to serve the banking industry.
Right, and be very compliant with the government. And even though they did
came
that,
after them too.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, the thing is, you can use their coin without using their token. You can split, use the same technology, spin up your very own blockchain, but zero's been mined.
I want to go to the phones here. We got Major Payne. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. What's on your mind, Major?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm thinking about these 87,000 IRS agents that they're adding.
Oh, yeah. Sounds a good story.
The circular that they petitioned to recruit these guys reads like a battle brochure. I mean, they want you to be hard and ready and, you know.
Armed to the teeth.
Oh, I always am.
Just like 87,000 Marines, and you know every Alpha agency's got a damn armory.
Yeah, you're referring to the advertisement that apparently they posted somewhere online to hire these 87,000 people that was saying that they needed to be prepared to carry arms and shoot people if necessary, and then they apparently went and removed some of that wording from the advertisement.
Always remember, the government values your money more than it values your life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you want to see it, it was on the D.C. Patriot.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. And then they changed it because of all the feedback.
There's only 70,000 agents now. They want another 87,000? Hell, like the 70 they got ain't making us miserable enough.
Yeah, well, the only answer is to get out of the United States as far as secession. I mean, you can obviously physically leave if you can afford it, but political solutions are not going to include voting new people into the federal government. It is never going to change. It's never going to get better. It doesn't matter who you vote for. The swamp will infect them if they are already not an evil person. And so the only way out is to say peacefully goodbye.
Best case scenario, if you choose somebody with absolute integrity who cannot be bought, threatened, intimidated, or blackmailed, they'll just whack them.
Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. So apparently it was Wednesday. The news is
Wednesday
coming out.
Adams?
No.
Oh.
Wednesday this week, the news is coming out now where the FIOD, that is the law enforcement, what I believe is to be the equivalent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation or the FBI, in the Netherlands, arrested a 29-year-old man in Amsterdam. He is suspected of involvement in, this is their press release, by the way, right from their website, FIOD.nl. He is suspected of involvement in concealing criminal finance flows and facilitating
money laundering
through the mixing of cryptocurrencies through the decentralized Ethereum mixing service Tornado Cash. Multiple arrests are not ruled out. These advanced technologies, such as decentralized organizations that may, that's an advanced technology, a decentralized, I guess it is compared to the old corporates.
I mean, sure.
The funny thing about a DAO is it's not a technology for software so much as it's a way of organizing people.
It's a newer way, and so there, I guess it is advanced compared to old corporate setups. But anyway, such as decentralized organizations that may facilitate money laundering are receiving extra attention from the FIOD. Also, in the cryptocurrency domain, the FIOD stands for a safe financial Netherlands and investigates with
you're safe so long as you don't write any damn software. Then you're screwed.
And investigates with effect and impact. Today, the suspect is brought before the examining judge. Tornado Cash is a mixing service for cryptocurrencies. The online service makes it possible to conceal the origin or destination of cryptocurrencies. The criminal origin of the cryptocurrencies is often not or hardly checked by such mixing services. That's because there
How
is no service. There's no person
right.
that's running this thing.
This is another example of prosecutorial, I guess, or I don't know, or is this the equivalent of the FBI.
The FBI, basically.
But this is the equivalent of the FBI basically getting up and lying to the public about what's going on, because
they do all the time.
Right, which they do every time. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, the more I follow a case, the more lies that I hear or I notice. It's like if you read the press releases, you know, you'll notice some things. But if you start like going through like actual, the docket, right? And mm-hmm. look through like different things that are submitted, you'll very quickly notice that like every other word that comes out of the government's mouth is a lie when it comes to cases particularly like this. But it's not even just cases like this, but in particular cases like this.
Never forget what Nietzsche wrote. The government is the coldest of cold monsters. Coldly it lies, and this lie droppeth from its lips, that I, the government, am the people. Mm. Everything the government says is a lie, and everything they have is stolen.
Absolutely.
Like Nietzsche.
In June of 2022, the Financial Advanced Cyber Team, FACT, of the FIOD started in a criminal investigation against Tornado Cash that is offered on the Internet by means of a decentralized autonomous organization. A DAO, D-A-O, is an organization that does not have a hierarchical decision-making process, for example, by a board. Instead, decisions are made on the basis of members' votes. The decisions are recorded in a programming code in a so-called smart contract. The operation of the DAO also takes place using these smart contracts. That seems relatively true, as far as a summary of what a decentralized autonomous organization is. And there is one that is involved in Tornado Cash, as I understand it. But Tornado Cash itself is just a contract that was issued, I don't know, a couple years ago or two or three years ago onto the Ethereum blockchain. I don't know if the DAO can go in there and change that. Maybe they can.
There may be no way to stop it.
Yeah, I don't think there is. FACT suspects that through Tornado, I think they mean though. I don't know. Maybe. It's probably not their native language here. It's an English version.
F-A-C-T. If they're in the Netherlands, it's almost certainly not their native language.
FACT stands for the Financial Advanced Cyber Team.
Oh, that's interesting. There's another copyright organization that goes out, like anti-piracy organization that's also called FACT.
Suspects that through Tornado Cash has been used to conceal large-scale criminal money flows, including from online thefts of cryptocurrencies, so-called hacks and scams. These include funds stolen through hacks by a group believed to be associated with North Korea. Tornado Cash started in 2019, and according to FACT, it has achieved turnover of at least $7 billion. Investigations showed that at least $1 billion worth of cryptocurrencies of criminal origin passed through the mixer. It is suspected that persons behind this organization have made large-scale profits from these transactions. Since Monday this week, Tornado Cash has been placed by the U.S. government on the OFAC sanctions list of America. So that's somehow relevant to what goes on in the Netherlands.
So they even gave us a number there? What was $1 billion out of how much?
They allege.
One out of seven.
Okay. So most of it is not criminal.
It's not. The investigation is led, or at least that they know of, led by the Public Prosecutor's Office for Serious Fraud, Environmental Crime, and Asset Confiscation. So it does sound like they're charging him in the Netherlands over this. There's more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Are open here. We're talking about an attack, a continuing attack, the latest news in the attack against privacy on the world of cryptocurrency, attacking the Tornado Cash mixer, which is not the first mixer they've come after. They did go after a different one in, I think it was May of this year, but I believe the difference, and I have not confirmed this yet, but I believe the difference is that the mixer they attacked earlier this year with sanctions was not an open source mixer, and this one is. This is called Tornado Cash, and it is essentially, as one guy puts it here on a Twitter thread about the guy they've now arrested. They've arrested one of the contributors to Tornado Cash, one of the programmers named Alex Pertsev. A gentleman named Chris Bleck is writing about this on his Twitter account, at Chris, B-L-E-C. He says that Tornado Cash, so he's got the announcement that we just read a few moments ago by the Netherlands police, essentially their equivalent of the FBI, the FIOD over there. He says the announcement contains errors. It says that Tornado is operated by a decentralized autonomous organization. That is wrong. He says there is no entity. Tornado is open source code running in several autonomous smart contracts. It was written once, deployed once, and not touched since then. I think that's interesting, right?
It's like, yeah.
These guys cooked up some code for privacy. They put it on the internet. They invited everybody to use it. And turns out some criminals used it. So yeah. Now they're being charged with criminal acts.
I mean, you know, this sort of almost sounds sort of like kind of a similar... I don't know how similar it is exactly, but it sort of sounds like the absurdity is kind of like going going after UPS or USPS because
somebody ships some drugs.
Because somebody ships some drugs. Like, yeah. Really?
I mean, they're not doing that, though, are they?
It would be really...
Obviously. It would be ridiculous.
It would be ridiculous, and plus, UPS has lawyers, right?
Yeah.
So UPS is a wealthy organization that is going to fight if all of a sudden the federal government shows up and says, well, somebody shipped some drugs through your service, so we're going to go ahead and arrest your whole management team now. That's not going to go. That's not going to fly.
And every major corporation is run by friends of the existing power structure.
Right.
The establishment doesn't go after the establishment. They go after anybody who becomes a threat to the establishment.
I also have to wonder, you know, writing code and publishing are two different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even if you're going to make the argument that there's some sort of criminal liability because you should have known, if the person who wrote the code isn't the one who published the code or executed it, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how much liability can there be, right? Like,
I mean, if Alexander the Graham Bell had thought ahead, he would have known that the telephone would be used to hire murderers,
right,
to arrange all sorts of criminal deals. If Henry Ford had thought ahead, he would have known that the automobile would be used for all kinds of nefarious purposes, even by the IRS.
It's
pretty much by that standard, unless you're one of the privileged establishment people who can do no wrong, the rest of us, by not being privileged, can do no right.
Yeah.
Anything we do will screw us.
They come for you whenever they want.
Right. Because, you know, I should know, as a business owner who sells computers, that my computers will, if I sell computers, somebody will, some criminal at some point will come along, buy a computer, and then use it, right, for criminal activity.
Somebody
am I supposed to then not sell computers?
I'm
that. Sure.
How could you?
Right, like...
Yeah. Yep. He points out here, because this is again Chris Black, he says, more importantly, Tornado wasn't written for illicit reasons. Ethereum offers no default privacy to its users. Tornado helps the average Ethereum user conceal their finances from one another. That's why it was created. It wasn't created to assist criminals. Tornado actually added a compliance feature in recent years. Any Tornado user can prove the address that sent and received the funds from any node. This gives Tornado users a way to show their government overlords that they're not crooks, but this was not enough for them. If a criminal can get it, then no one can get it. This is the government attitude towards privacy. You will have no privacy as long as a quote-unquote criminal can also access it. This is the immoral, unethical, and illogical case for Know Your Customer requirements. The only way Tornado could have fixed this was with Know Your Customer, which they couldn't possibly do. It's a decentralized contract.
Yeah, I mean, a computer program really can't do KYC. I mean, think about if you're selling Bitcoin, think about what you have to go through with a user to try and establish whether they are honestly buying Bitcoin for themselves or whether they're being scammed.
It's very difficult.
Even natural intelligence is falls short on that task frequently.
That's because the victims are told to lie.
Yeah.
The scammers tell the victims to tell lies in order to pass through KYC requirements.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you're working between between a rock and a hard place because, if they say, oh no, I'm not getting scammed, I'm buying weed, then you're screwed.
There is something I think that's important to note about this case, and it's not so much, I don't know if this is the case in the Netherlands specifically, but generally speaking, it's not enough to know that people can use your product to commit crimes. That's not necessarily a crime, knowing that people can use your product to commit crimes. It's selling or doing business with somebody who you know is committing crimes that becomes the problem.
Money laundering.
So it's a big question here, I think, is that a requirement in the Netherlands law in terms of this case? You would think it would have to be, pretty much, but...
Mm-hmm.
When I mean, otherwise, everybody's a criminal.
I trade in dollars. I know that not only are dollars used in war crimes, but the same people who are issuing the dollars are committing the war crimes.
Mm-hmm.
But
they exempt themselves.
What can I do?
Yeah. A little bit more here. This is from the, what is this called, whiteboardcrypto.com newsletter, where he gets into some of the details on what these sanctions are. He says, so there's an organization called the Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, which is a government agency that investigates who the United States should be blocked from doing business with. And by that, they mean the people of the United States. Obviously, we shouldn't be doing business with criminals, right? There's this special list called the SDN.
I'd rather deal with criminals than deal with politicians.
Yeah. Or a specially designated national and blocked persons list that contains a list of people, groups of people, and things that are now illegal to interact with. This is what the sanctioned persons list, basically. Some of these countries include Cuba, Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, but recently Tornado Cash was added to the list. That means it is now illegal for any U.S. person to engage in trade or perform quote-unquote other dealings with the decentralized application known as Tornado Cash.
Is this like the no-fly list where there's, like, no due process of law?
That's what it seems like.
Once you're on the list, you can't get off the list?
Yeah, how do you challenge this?
Yeah. It's,
well, you have to commit.
I'd like
to
know the
answer. You have to violate it first.
I mean,
and then
you probably have to go
to
prison first, and then maybe you'll win on appeal once your life is ruined.
Right, because anybody who would...
After a couple of decades, and of course probably many other people doing the same thing, because the Supreme Court won't take it.
Right,
because
who has, besides somebody charged criminally, besides somebody who's been charged criminally, who has standing? Well, in theory, it would be the operators of Tornado Cash, but there are none. It's just somebody wrote the code. So would it be people who wrote the code that have standing? Well, none of those. If there's anybody...
Probably the owner of the copyright.
If there's... Well, there's no such thing.
There's no copyright.
There is if it's under, like, GPL or something. GPL products are actually copyrighted.
Is smart contracts under GPL? Is that a thing?
I don't know. I mean, I think any contract can be placed under any license you want, like any other piece of open source software.
Well, we don't know how many programmers there were. We know at least one has been arrested now in the Netherlands. There may be more. Maybe some of them are anonymous. Maybe others are not anonymous. And so certainly the anonymous ones would be fools to step into the limelight and say, oh, yeah, I worked on that code. Let me challenge this.
What would make sense would be for them to sell the copyright to somebody who's willing to step forward for a dollar just so he can do that without being one
of the programmers.
He's the owner now, but he wasn't the owner then, and he can prove it.
You know, and it's also kind of interesting because if somebody submitted, I don't know, say a patch, right, to Tornado Cash, right, and the patch was accepted, right, are they also then, you know, guilty of all these accusations now because they submitted
they're
a patch?
They're going to get into that. They're going to get into
some small bug fix.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The one possibility that would change everything, of course, would be if this guy was actually out soliciting people that he knew to be criminals to use his service as a way to defend
themselves. They're not even alleging that.
Yeah.
Not even making that claim.
Yeah. Not yet.
Sure. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But usually they bring out all the worst sounding claims with the press release. Mm-hmm. So if they were going to make that allegation, I think they would have by now. But there's more to say about this, and if you want to weigh in, you can join us. And on the way also, Pornhub is back in the news.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.